Welcome to Reimagined. I'm your host, Dr. Alex Swenson-Ridley, the founder of Emergent Women Coaching and a woman on a mission to help other heart-centered women leaders and entrepreneurs alter their experience of business and life from one of sacrifice and burnout to unadulterated joy and freedom. This is the show that gives you the inspiration and permission to break all the rules. We help you tap into your intuition, your zone of genius, and creativity to give you the confidence and clarity to do things differently. And we give you the tools and stories that will inspire you to rejuvenate your spirit, innovate how you lead and do business, strengthen your core identity, and connect deeply to yourself so that you emerge as the next powerful version of you. Ready to dive in? Let's go. You know those moments where you feel like you just can't settle down? Your mind won't shut off. You're kind of like amped up. You have energy. You can't fall asleep. You can't, but you're tired. Like all these things going on. This is the definition of stress, which the one I like is emotional unease in our body. And I personally have been going through one of these and just today actually finally recognized what was at the root of triggering this kind of response in me. And this used to be a place I lived my life all the time. And honestly, it was anxiety at most junctures where I just would have this anxious feeling. And, you know, we try to self-medicate and a lot of times we're not even aware of it. Like I actually did some of these things. You know, I've been sick this week and I ended up like redoing my website one day while I was sitting on the couch also watching When Calls the Heart, multitasking. But, you know, it's these things where we try to take ourselves away. It might be that we eat something or we're drawn to more sugar or, you know, we suddenly have a desire to just binge the heck out of a show or hide in under a blanket and read books all day. And if we're not tuned into our body and connected with ourselves in some way, then we just kind of do life like this and that's what we experience, or we try to push through and never really deal with or acknowledge what's going on. And it can be not a very fun place to live. So what I wanted to talk about today is what I've actually been doing and just kind of walk you through what my trigger has been, where I realized I was lacking safety, because that's actually what this is about, is some part of me was feeling unsafe. And this creates this sense of emotional unease or dis-ease, if you want to use that word. And for me, what it was, I wrote a book last year. Didn't really market it. Most people don't know it exists. It, you know, it was something I did rather quickly and I wasn't all that happy with the title. And so I never really promoted it very much. And I actually decided with the encouragement of a friend who read it and was like, why didn't you ever promote this thing? I decided to update it. And I did that last week. And I have been, you know, wrestling around with what is the new title of this thing. And that finally came to me today. But it was creating this sense of unease in me, because there's this level of, you know, I still have some fear around putting myself out there, being visible, of sharing my thought leadership in the way that this book does. I tell a lot of stories and I really am, you know, don't hold anything back. And I don't regret doing any of that, but it also brings up this thing in me in the book, The Big Leap. Gay Hendricks, that's who he is, talks about opening, right? Reaching our upper limit. Problem. And when we do this, we inevitably like try to self-sabotage in some way. And I totally did this. So I finished updating the book on Saturday. We've also had all this weird energy stuff going on and it with like solar flares and all that, the eclipse and Mercury being retrograde, all that stuff, whether you put stock in it or not, it was a weird week. Okay. So I finished updating on Saturday. I got sick Sunday night. You know, I could tell my body was starting to get run down because my resting heart rate was a little high and all this stuff that like, I know these things. Did it slow me down? No, of course not. We all still learn, right? And then I got like a congestion thing that affected my voice, which this was something when I was writing this book, I kept losing my voice. And so, you know, whether you're a woman, man watching this, there's these things that our body goes through that if we're not tuned in and not paying attention, and this is where this gets into, you know, Heart Connect Thursday kind of stuff. If we just have our heads down and we're busy and doing life and just go, 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 go all the time, we don't necessarily know these things. And so I have this historical pattern of getting taken out by being sick or injured. And it often is related to my upper limit problem and coming against where I have comfort level with being visible and being vulnerable and putting my voice and my thoughts out there in the world. And, you know, some of this stems from historical stuff and some of this stems from like me in general. And so what I want to share today and kind of leave you with is, what do we do in those moments? Because I finished updating the book and then I got stopped by, well, I don't know what to call the thing. I don't have a good title. I can't like come up with this thing. And so that was very much in my head and clouded and unclear and all these things. Last week we talked about, you know, making better choices and kind of the state of ease as being the place where that comes through. And I was essentially talking myself in circles and holding myself back from completing the update to my book, which I am now actually going to promote and all the things. And that's not what today is about, but I did finally settle on a title. So it is called Shedding Selfless. And the subtitle that I'm testing out right now is The Journey to Reignite Your Life. Short, sweet, lovely, beautiful. It's all the things. I'm kind of excited about it. So I'm just sharing that right now. But to get there, that's what I want to talk about today. I had to acknowledge what was going on, right? Like we often will judge ourselves for whatever state we're in. We want to hide. We don't want to talk about it. I forced myself to still show up and do a podcast on Monday, which is when I record my solo shows. Almost did it in my white fuzzy robe and just, you know, I was going to put it off. I was going to publish a show late, all this stuff. And I was like, no, I can show up and be in my mess. And this is, you know, kind of been a theme this week. And I've been talking with some friends and some other people just about the state of it's still being okay and giving ourselves permission to not push ourselves to inauthentically show up, but to still show up in our lives and in the things we're doing and to allow it to be okay with whatever's going on. So the first thing was I had to acknowledge like, hey, some part of me is totally freaking out right now about whatever's going on. And I didn't truly understand this until today, but just being clear on that. And so my desire to binge watch, and I have legitimately been sick for the last few days with a fever and a cold and cough and all the things, like just accepting that that's where it's at. And, you know, each day I still did the things that I knew would eventually help, even if they didn't, you know, make that big of a difference in the moment. So I was still doing my coherence practice of connecting with my heart and slowing my breathing down. And I found myself feeling really frustrated about this whole titling the book thing. And so that was creating emotions that weren't helpful or beneficial. So, you know, I really just focused on breathing ease and calm each day. And finally, today I journaled about and just acknowledged this part of myself that as much as I don't want it to be there, but it is still present, is this, you know, and I was talking with a friend of mine yesterday about this as well. You know, when we have these like feelings of not being good enough, a lack of worth, you know, feeling like we haven't done enough. And so we're not good enough to put ourselves out there in the world or whatever it is, rather than making ourselves bad or wrong or creating resistance about that being there. It's so interesting. Like my voice is kind of coming and going as I'm talking about this. I have a client who goes through this as well. And so, you know, just start to pay attention. Like what are the things that trigger your voice going out and you kind of like shutting down and trying to hide? But part of what keeps that present for us, it's not about, you know, then on the other side we have, well, fake it till you make it and do the thing anyway. And all this stuff that honestly isn't that helpful because it leads to you feeling really inauthentic in yourself and ultimately creates past burnout, which is what I discovered in my life. I did a lot of faking it till I made it. And it also creates this level of dis-ease and unease in the body. And that's not a great place to be. When we can acknowledge it and just accept it as being there, rather than trying to resist it, not making ourselves bad, wrong, you know, any of those things, this path to finding ease again is there. And so part of it was asking this part of myself that I'm still working on getting connected to, but, you know, like, what does this part need to have feel at ease and to be okay with putting my work out there and, you know, re-updating this book and actually promoting it for the first time, really, and doing it more than just like saying, hey, I wrote a book. You know, what do you need to create that safety within yourself? And this is where the more you can learn to get out of your head, which is kind of like the big thing I teach that I had to learn and was the big trigger in my own journey and in healing, is to create that awareness of yourself, you have to actually connect to yourself. And, you know, we can intellectualize so many things. We can intellectualize our feelings and our thoughts and our emotions and judge them hardcore. And that's not really helpful. So it's more about acknowledging what actually is present. And when you feel this unease within yourself, what does that feel like? Like for me, I start getting kind of heartburn stuff. I also have some gut things going on, which can be related. You know, my back and my chest will get really tight and it almost hurts to breathe. Some might say these are signs of anxiety, but tuning in enough to be aware of like, okay, there's something triggering this. In the book, The Science of Stuck by Britt Frank, she talks about anxiety as actually being a good thing, because there's, you know, it's demonstrating to you that there's something for you to pay attention to. And it's actually like this window into how you really are doing, and not something to try to mask or hide or judge. It's just something that's there. And then from that place of acknowledgement and acceptance and stopping trying to resist it, doors open and things shift. And all of a sudden I have a book title that I'm excited about and I'm talking about it, even though my voice keeps trying to go out. And so it's kind of this dance that we have to do of identifying those spaces where we feel ill at ease and unsafe, and then finding the ways to connect with ourselves and bring into our conscious awareness what, you know, we don't necessarily need to understand what's driving it or where it came from or, you know, what event in our past and or in our generational trauma led to this moment. You don't need to go down those roads of intellectualizing the whole thing. It's more just, how do you start to create this inner state of ease and bring that piece of you online with where you are today? So hopefully this serves you. I would love to know in the comments, or if you're listening on the podcast later, like, connect with me on social media. I'm hanging out more on LinkedIn these days. But what are the things, like, first, can you identify your triggers? Do you know what things kind of drive you into the state of unease or dis-ease? And if you can identify those, what are some of the things that help bring you out of it? Like for me, it's a lot of slowing down, connecting with my heart, journaling if I need to, and also making space and allowing for making the choice to zone out and take myself away for a little bit, because I know that I'm like in the background processing some stuff as I do that, and then I can come back. And so it's been this little dance that I've been on for like a week and a half, and that's okay. It doesn't have to have a time frame. So I'm curious, what are those for you? You know, where do you notice that your body kind of goes into that? It's fight, flight, freak out, feeling ill at ease. You know, you just can't settle. And what are the things that help you come back to a more grounded state of ease? I would love to know what those are for you and for all of us. Like, we all are going to have our different things that we can connect to. So those are your deep thoughts for today's Art Connect Thursday. And, you know, really this is about like your access to all of this and just starting to transform it is in learning to get out of your head and connect with yourself. And so that's why I've named this Heart Connect Thursday, because when we can achieve that place where our nervous system, our heart, and our brain are all connected, that's where we can breathe and where ease lives and where we can access things like self-compassion and appreciation and gratitude and all of those things that can get lost when we're living just in our head and trying to do everything from there. So, with that, I'd love to know your thoughts about all this. I hope this serves you, and happy Thursday. We'll see you all next week. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into the show. I have a small request. If you enjoyed this episode, please take a moment to leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. This is a huge help to us on our quest to reach even more women around the world. Finally, if you're searching for a free community of women on a similar journey to you, I'd like to invite you to join me inside the free Rise community, hosted off of social media on Circle. Here you'll find connection with other women in a safe and loving space, a weekly book club, live events designed to deepen your inner work journey, and additional resources to support your growth. visit www.jointherise.co or simply click on the link in the show notes to join me. Until next time, remember to honor and love yourself in each moment. Embrace the challenges life throws at you and continue rising.